Neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 7.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Praying to Grow was written by Patricia Raybon and read by Joyce Dinkins.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. Praying to Grow, written by Patricia Raybon. After Lam Wai Chan moved from his native Singapore to pastor a church in Japan, he panicked. The church had barely 20 members. In a nation known as a missionary graveyard, where about 1% of the nation's people are Christian and many churches sit empty, Lam felt like I was taking over a sinking ship. Crying out to God, he sensed the answer, offer the church back to me. Rather than update worship or music, Wai Chan asked members to pray for their needs, family members, and friends who didn't know Jesus. Slowly, the church doubled in size. Their faithful praying is a living biblical model of how to build a community in Jesus. First, pray. In every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, present your requests to God, and do all of this without worry about anything. In this way, we offer our ministries, churches, and programs back to God. We may plant seeds and water them, but as the apostle said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. He was imploring believers at Corinth to stop quarreling about which church leader they followed. As Paul said, no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Let's prayerfully give our churches back to him. Then watch them grow. Let's pray. Faithful God, help us remember that our churches, our ministries, and our families ultimately belong to you. As we pray and serve, keep our hearts anchored in Christ, trusting that you are the one who builds, sustains, and brings the growth. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. What tests your work to build a community in Christ? How can you give the effort back to God?